Let's just, you can hear the conversation. You can hear it.
Hello?
Hey.
What's happening?
So, I could ask you the same.
Well, I'm just sick. I don't know if it was from playing around the ocean or what on Sunday. But I apologize for not calling in. My phone actually got wet. And I had Tyler's phone.
Hey, Sanders. If you're going to lie to me, I'm not going to appreciate it.
I understand, Reuben. I really don't feel good.
You got sick, so that's... I mean, look, I'll do everything to help you out and save you, dude, but... You know, it is what it is. Are you? So is that what you're telling me? You got sick? You're sick in the ocean? That's what happened?
I don't know where I got it from.
All right, so here's what's going on. You've been absent from work pretty much all week. Nicole has gone out of her way to help on your clients. We've had clients that are calling in screaming. We're not getting back to customers and telling them what's going on. It's damaging relationships. We have customers calling funding sources because you're not here and you're not answering phone calls. Every single person here has tried to call you, try to email you, try to contact you. No one can find you. So if you want to, like, I'm not, you know, fuck it. I don't care if I'm an asshole. If you want to insult my intelligence and tell me you were sick in the ocean and that's why you didn't call people, fine. I'll take it at that. But I don't appreciate that, to be honest. I consider you a friend and I really don't appreciate that.
Well, I'm sick, Ruben. I don't tell you... I apologize for not calling in, but...
You're sick, but why didn't you contact us? Why didn't you email us? Why didn't you stop by? No one's been able to reach you.
I just felt like it was, like I was snowballing, and I got scared, and, I know that Nicole is trying to get a hold of me, but I was right around the time my phone quit working.
Okay, so you got... And so where have you been these last 4 days?
Up at Shauna's.
Okay, I mean, I can't get in the middle of it anymore, man. I don't know what to tell you. I consider you a friend. I've done everything in my power to help you out, both professionally and personally, but you could have picked up the phone and called someone here.
I agree, Ruben. I definitely agree.
I mean, but so that's the story. You got sick in the ocean. That's the story.
I don't know if that's how I got sick, but I was in the ocean on Sunday.
So you've been sick, right?
Yes.
You've been in the hospital?
No, I haven't.
What have you been doing? Just laying in bed?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. You can feel free to call Kaminsky. I'm not going to go to Dean and tell him about... I'm not going to tell him about this conversation. I'll keep this between me and Kaminsky because Dean will laugh me out of the building. I'm not going to go to my boss, who owns the company, and say, this guy hasn't been here because he went in the ocean and got sick. Do you understand how... you think I'm being a dick. I'm just not going to do it because I think it hurts you.
No, I don't think you're being a dick. I wish I would have called and been more vocal about...
Sanders, can I ask you something? As a friend, and you won't take it the wrong way?
Sure.
Are you drinking again?
No, I'm not.
Do you understand that that's what it pretty much looks like?
Yeah, that's my fear too.
Yeah. I mean, now, and I don't want anyone to lie to me, so I can't make the decision, but I'm going to ask you point blank. Have you been drinking this past week?
No, I haven't.
So straight up, like you, on your, so straight up, you say you have not touched a jug of alcohol.
Correct.
Okay, so then Lee, how sick have you been?
I'm still sick, Ruben. I've been throwing up, diarrhea.
Okay.
I threw up this morning.
Okay. But do you think it's okay that you didn't call anyone at work or email anyone? Okay. So,
I don't think it's okay.
okay. I mean, it is what it is. I'll tell Kaminsky about our conversation. I'll just tell you, as a friend, I'm disappointed. As a manager, I'm disappointed. You've caused a tremendous amount of chaos by not being here, and everyone's allowed to be sick. Hell, Nicole went on vacation for 3 weeks to Europe, but at least she told us what's going on. It's very frustrating when someone just refuses to pick up their phone, and even you refuse to pick up. You text Nicole, but you refuse to pick up her phone calls. I mean, I'll just share with you off the record that I've never seen Nicole get upset, but she was personally pretty hurt by that.
Well, my phone wasn't working though, Ruben.
No, she tried to call you, but you text her. It is what it is, dude. You could have called us. You know our number. It's not like we don't have a website.
Right, and that's how I found it.
Robert's trying to reach you. Everyone doesn't know what's going on.
I'm sorry, Ruben, and I would like to apologize to Nicole as well.
You can feel free to call her. You got Nicole's number. She's a big girl. I mean, I'm a moron, but I mean, it is what it is. I'll tell Kaminsky we spoke. You can feel free to call him as well. I'd suggest you call him as well.
I spoke to him earlier.
All right, cool. All right, dude, what can I say? I'll have Kaminsky talk to you. I don't know what to say. I'm not in this decision-making process at all. I mean, I'm in the middle of work. I haven't eaten all day, so I'll call you back in a bit. I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day, and I still have work to do. So I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.